Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
When a hometown hero makes the big time, how does a proud high school say never mind when the hero disgraces himself in the most public way? From the 2003 state championships for New Rochelle High School's football team to becoming a standout running back for the Baltimore Ravens to his brutal assault of his girlfriend, now wife, caught on video in a casino elevator, Ray Rice and New Rochelle High School were inseparable. The high school honored his jersey in a wall of fame, declared a Ray Rice Day, but now it's backing away from all of that in light of Rice's disgrace and suspension. What the school administration believes is an important lesson about domestic violence, some students and parents believe is abandoning someone in time of need. Here's Lou DiRienzo, football coach at New Rochelle High, giving this quote to the New York Post back in September. "Ray is a part of our family and a part of this program. He made a terrible mistake, but I know the character of the man, and he will rise from this. The mistake he made will be erased by the good deeds he will continue to do and by the good deeds he's done. New Rochelle High School will always be Ray Rice's home." Well, how much of a challenge is this tension of loyalty to Ray Rice versus teaching lessons about domestic violence? We talked with Reginald Richardson, principal of New Rochelle High School, and Dr. Brian Osborne, New Rochelle's superintendent of schools. Here's Reginald Richardson's reaction.
I think it's an emotional statement. It's a statement from a person who has an authentic emotional relationship to a young man that he nurtured, that he knew as a child, that he watched grow up as a man. It's almost the type of reaction that one would have from maybe their family members, as opposed to just an objective person looking at the situation. So I can listen to those statements in that context and understand them in that context.
But this is a real struggle for kids and teachers to balance the values of loyalty and the values of understanding the moral underpinnings of what we do in a relationship. Right, Brian?
Absolutely. And in fact, it's the moral underpinnings and the teachable moment that I think really is the lesson for us as educators. That as we focus very strongly and heavily on preparing all of our students for college and career readiness to have the choice to succeed in a four-year college when they graduate, if that's what they choose to do, we need to be ever mindful that we are also raising young people, that their character development, that the culture of sports, that their self-confidence, their social-emotional intelligence makes them capable of avoiding, preventing, intervening in instances where there's dating or domestic violence going on. And that has been a long part of our mission, has been something that New Rochelle has been actively engaged in for many years. And this particular instance and the attention that it garnered helps us focus on that important part of what we do.
And the attention sometimes maybe isn't helpful. I suspect that the media's presence at your school was not altogether welcome. But let me take some statements here that were gathered by the New York Post, USA Today, NewJersey.com from your students. They are taken out of context, right, admittedly. But let me run them by you and see what your reaction is. Mm-hmm. From an 18-year-old who's a New Rochelle resident, not a student at the high school, "Ray's a good dude. He deserves another chance." Or here's a student, 15. "I don't know why they left one jersey up, and took one down." Mm-hmm. And that's from USA Today. And from the New York Post, age 16, a junior, Aaron Crosswhite is his name. "He beat his wife. You're not supposed to beat anybody, but he's from New Rochelle, and he did a lot of things for the high school, so we have to support him. I'm glad he's here." Reggie, how do you react to those?
Well, when I listen to that, it sounds like the underdeveloped thinking of young people who need further development and need further guidance. So they're kids. And, you know, kids have, when they have conflicting feelings or emotions in terms of how they articulate that, it can come out sounding either, you know, very bad or confused or contradictory. And that squarely places it in terms of our responsibility to provide the guidance, the education, to inform their thinking and to help them understand why what Ray did was unacceptable. But that's where we take this as an opportunity to teach them. And so when I hear those statements, I hear them in the context of kids who are yet to be fully developed.
Is that taught in health class in your high school, Reggie?
So we've had a longstanding relationship with an organization called My Sister's Place in New Rochelle. They've come into our health classes to deal with issues of violence against women and domestic violence, and this has been since 2011. But they've also been working specifically with our athletic teams, with football team, cheerleaders, basketball team, working with them in terms of things about dating violence, violence against women. We can help them to become the best people they can be who can make good decisions. And that's, I think, our charge and our task as a school.
I'm wondering if when you fuse high school athletics with the molten lava of professional sports, going out for the draft, college recruiters on campus, NFL recruiters sort of watching what's going on, and the ring, the brass ring of what you can get if you make it all the way, if that distorts things, if that distorts the sense of values that come naturally in a very humble, regular, old, normal athletic program. Reggie?
I think one of the things in terms of our athletic program, we really view it as an opportunity to help build the students' character, help them define who they are. So it's more like a teaching opportunity as opposed to the idea that we're getting people ready to compete professionally or go into the NFL or go into the NBA.
Of course, the kids don't look at it that way. They look at it the way you're saying. They look at it as I'm going into the NFL. Or
I think more of them actually look at it as a college pathway as opposed to talking about being in the NBA or being in an NFL.
To both of you then, and we've had all kinds of discussions about this around here and among our listeners from communities all over the country. Everything from get sports out of school, it's a distraction, to get professional sports away from high school. There's no reason why these billion-dollar corporations, be it the NBA or the NFL, should be harvesting high school students for their entertainment products. How do you respond to that?
Well, listen, the kids' disposition to this influence and many others in their lives that could be positive or negative for them is going to be heavily influenced by the adults and how the adults help facilitate their thinking and their development through the process. So I think what our high school, New Rochelle High School, and our community is doing could be a model for many. So that culture is really what we are trying to build. And in the world of professional sports, in the world of professional entertainment and a lot of different areas, there are different influences. So as educators, especially as kids go through public high schools, we have a real responsibility to be vigilant about the social-emotional development of our kids.
Dr. Brian Osborne, New Rochelle's Superintendent of Schools, and Reginald Richardson, the principal of New Rochelle High, were generously spending their time with us last week to talk about all this. And all this week, we're going to be looking at stories of high school sports, weighing the pros and cons of having competitive high school athletic programs. Tomorrow, a look at how high school sports has become a safe haven for the more than 100,000 homeless students in this country.
I mean, you can't really describe being homeless. Like, it's depressing, it's heartbreaking.
The only thing that kept me going was basketball, my daughter, and my coach.
Thanks so much for listening. I'm John Hockenberry. This is The Takeaway.